Chapter 4. It was through a book that I met Paul. We probably would have met anyway at Firestone Library or in a study group or in one of the literature classes we both took freshman year, so maybe there's nothing special about a book. But when you consider that the one in question was 500 years old and that it was the same one my father had been studying before he died, the occasion somehow seems more momentous. The Hypnerota Machia Polyphili, which in Latin means Polyphilo's Struggle for Love in a Dream, was published around 1499 by a Venetian man named Aldus Minucius. The Hypnerota Machia is an encyclopedia masquerading as a novel, a dissertation on everything from architecture to zoology, written in a style that even a tortoise would find slow. It is the world's longest book about a man having a dream, and it makes Marcel Proust, who wrote the world's longest book about a man eating a piece of cake, look like Ernest Hemingway. I'd venture to guess that Renaissance readers felt the same way. The Hypnerota Machia was a dinosaur in its own time. Though Aldus was the greatest printer of his day, the Hypnerota Machia is a tangle of plots and characters connected by nothing but its protagonist, an allegorical everyman named Polyphilo. The gist is simple. Polyphilo has a strange dream in which he searches for the woman he loves. But the way it's told is so complicated that even...